Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. This cry, even from the Old Testament, this desire to be renewed. Ever since the first pages of our story in Genesis with original sin, that promise of restoration, the hope that one day things would be set right. In that first reading, we heard about the Tower of Babel, where we heard there, they said, well, let us build, let us do, let us. Almost an imitation of the creation. When God said, let us make man in our own image, this sin of self-creation, this making my own way, and in some sense, this should offend our American sensibility, because we pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, we make our own way, we're self-made men and women. We do our own thing. But we have to hear that and live that in light of the gospel, in light of the Holy Spirit. Christ scattered the people and confused their language because they were trying to build themselves into heaven and make their own way. The same sin of Adam and Eve, contravening God's plan and doing it their own way. We're living in the midst of this confusion today, where people are trying to create themselves, recreate themselves by their own wishes, their own desires, create their own empires, their own realities. It's the Tower of Babel being lived out again and again. And God confused their language, saying today, we don't know what the word man means, or the woman means, or what love means, or what marriage means. Confusion is palpable around us. And so we need this great gift of the Holy Spirit, this promised gift that will bring renewal, not in an external way only, but internally be renewed. And this is the promise that Jesus gave us in the gospel. Like living waters inside of us, the Spirit will be there, flowing endlessly as we have access to the one true God. And it's that in that one Spirit that we are united as one. The one language of the church, praising God Almighty. The church now is that building in which has been constructed by God that leads us to heaven. Pentecost is the great reversal of Babel. And when we praise God. So we could have had four first readings, four Old Testament readings today. So maybe I invite you this night as you enter into this prayerful waiting. You're here tonight at the Vigil Mass because you are waiting in hope of the coming of the Spirit tomorrow. So spend some time this evening with those scriptures. Those other three readings you could have heard with the responsorial psalm and the prayer, and beg the Spirit to come into your lives, to your homes, to this parish, and into our world. O Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Come, O Holy Spirit, enlighten my understanding to know your commands. Strengthen my heart against the wiles of the enemy. Inflame my will. I have heard your voice, and I don't want to harden my heart by saying later, tomorrow. Now, I say now, now we begin, lest there be no tomorrow for me. O Spirit of truth and wisdom, the Spirit of understanding and counsel, Spirit of joy and peace, I want what you want. I want it because you want it. I want it as you want it, and I want it when you want it. Come, O Holy Spirit, and renew the face of the earth. Amen.